Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Indian cargo vessel Nanda Devi, carrying 46,000 metric tons of LPG, has safely arrived at Vadinar port in Devbhumi Dwarka district of Gujarat from Qatar this morning after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing tensions in West Asia. Dindayal Port Authority Chairman Sushil Kumar Singh announced that the LPG of mother vessel Nanda Devi will be transferred to smaller vessels for delivery to Ennore in Tamil Nadu and Haldia in West Bengal. Yesterday, Indian cargo vessel Shivalik carrying LPG from Qatar safely arrived at Mundra Port in Gujarat. Both shipments are set to significantly bolster the national gas reserves. Another Indian-flagged vessel, Jag Ladki, with 81,000 tons of crude oil is also en route to India. A tragic landslide incident occurred at Niti Vihar, Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh at around 4 p.m. on 16th March during the construction of a retaining wall. Despite swift response and efforts by the district administration, police, SDRF teams and all emergency responders, four lives were lost. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives. Chief Minister has extended condolence and also announced an ex gratia of rupees 4 lakh to be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. Additionally, rupees 16,000 will be extended to the injured as per admissibility, along with necessary medical assistance. The Arunachal Pradesh government has transferred and posted 27 senior police officers, including several from the IPS and State Police Service cadre. The transfers were ordered by the governor following a Police Establishment Board meeting held recently, according to an official notification issued by the State Home Department. According to the notification, the reshuffle has been done to streamline police administration and strengthen the law and order machinery in the state. Senior IPS officer Chinmoy Biswal has been appointed as the IGP Security Crime, while Joyit Tirki has been assigned the charge of DIG Headquarter Additional. Mangesh, an IPS officer from Delhi, will take over as DIG Tirap Changlang Lohit Districts. Achin Garg has been posted as SP Crime, and Ajitha Chepiala will take charge as SP SIT Cyber Crime. Degyo Gumja has been appointed as SP of the Special Task Force, and Sibraj Parmi will be the new SP for SDRF, Home Guards and Civil Defence. In a historic first, executive members of the Nishi Elite Society from 11 districts and 42 blocks took the oath of affirmation in the Nishi language for the 2025-28 session during a ceremony held today at the Research and Heritage Centre. It marked a significant step towards preserving and promoting indigenous identity. Addressing the media, Tana Shoren, President, Nishi Elite Society, stated that the unified approach is aimed at ensuring coordinated efforts and safeguarding the greater interest of the Nishi community as a whole. The Department of Social Work, Arunachal Pradesh University, organized a voluntary blood donation camp on the occasion of World Social Work Day 2026 today. It was held in collaboration with the Arunachal Pradesh University Students' Union and the Blood Center, Bakan Parthin General Hospital, Pasighat. A total of 25 units of blood were successfully collected during the camp. The three-day Phase 1 training for principal census officers, additional district charge officers and subdivisional charge officers of Tawang District commenced on Monday at the DC Conference Hall, Tawang. This initiative marks an important step towards strengthening data-driven governance and ensuring comprehensive census coverage in the region. The potential linked credit plan for 2026-27 for Upper Subansiri District, prepared by NABARD, was launched by Deputy Commissioner Taso Gambo during the District Consultative Committee and District Level Review Committee meeting held at Dhaporija today. As per projections for the financial year 2026-27, the total potential for priority sector credit has been estimated at rupees 66.22 crore. Of this, rupees 29.88 crore has been projected for the agriculture sector, including crop loans, rupees 32.95 crore for the MSME sector, and rupees 3.38 crore for other priority sectors covering activities such as housing, education, and others. The government has clarified that LPG biometric Aadhaar authentication is only required for unauthenticated LPG customers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.